desert rain runs down your eyes. Coyotes await your demise. Memories are demanding their due. Your veiled sadness, your wallflower blue. Then she remembers his name. Promise your lover sweet song. The bandits they prey on your dreams. La noche is long. Whisper your wants to salvation come. But the earth is silent. It beckons you home. Then she remembers his name. Shadow, creep once again. Sunshine does fade. Desert moves in you. The world is unmade. There in the distance, he waits for you, perfect and true. Through your trail of sorrow, your wildflower blooms. Then she remembers his name. Love holds a ring in his arms once again.
Before the fall. Finally, we're here. It's Syria, in case you didn't recognize my voice. And sorry, we were testing to make sure that we could hear ourselves. So if you got me twice there, we apologize. But I'm here with Kim Grant from the Grand Ole Echo and Justin Smith from Old California. And we have another special guest in the room who you may hear from a little bit every now and then, and I'll let Kim tell us who that is.
Our friend Jennifer Gibbons is here. She was rehearsing right around the corner in Bedrock Studios, so we invited her over.
Yeah, Bedrock. You always run into somebody or that you know. Unless you're like me, you have tunnel vision and you kind of walk by everybody that you probably know, and then they tell you about it after. But I'm sorry, people. I really do suffer from tunnel vision. But I'm so excited. We're finally making this happen. How long have we been talking about this, Kim?
Probably a year. Not quite a year, but a while.
A while. We could have aged some whiskey and had it in here waiting for us by now, right?
Darn it.
Definitely. But we're here together now. Our schedule's lined up. I'm not traveling as much, so I can't use that excuse anymore. But no, I've been wanting to get you in here because I love country. I love bluegrass. I love all of the stuff that you book at the Grand Ole Echo and the stuff you send me all the time, too, just for fun, and then some of them are your clients.
Yes.
As well, for those of you that don't know, Kim also does, like, publicity and stuff, right?
Yep, I'm a music publicist, Americana specialty. I do a couple rock bands, but mostly Americana.
Nice. And Justin is in a band who you do this for as well, Old California, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in Old California, and I play the drums.
Woo! So, Old California has been one of the bands that's played Grand Ole Echo, which is making its comeback this spring in two weeks. Well, like a week,
week and a half.
Yeah. I'm like, wait.
April 15th.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, so a week and a half. You brought that to L.A. That's something that didn't exist here before. That's something that you and, was it Liz?
Did start with Liz. She had kind of a kernel of an idea where she was booking bands on the back patio of the Echo on Sunday afternoons, just for a little fun thing, people stopping by. And my old partner, Pam Moore, who is Madame Pamita, I don't know if you've heard of her. She's a fortune teller musician around town, and she's wonderful. But we worked together for years on the Grand Ole Echo because she was good friends with Liz. She's been in a million bands, Neptunas. What are some of her bands she's been in? My mind is blanking right now. But she knew Liz really well, and I was friends with her. We used to go to a lot of shows together. And she said, Liz, this is a really great idea, but I could make this big if you let me run with it.
Mm-hmm.
So Liz gave her free rein, and she brought me in because I had a lot of connections, and we kind of made it a party for our friends on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and it's something that was much needed in L.A. because there really wasn't an outlet for this type of music in L.A. Unless you go to bars that, you know, hardly anybody hears about, or places that nobody really knows
about. Well, there's still a lot of things going on around town that have been going on for years. Ronnie Mac just celebrated his 25th anniversary, and he's the king of the scene.
Yeah,
so there's also Johnny Whiteside does his mess around at the Viva Cantina, and so that's a show that's been going on and a solid sort of thing.
That's in Burbank?
It's in Burbank, yeah. And he does kind of a country mix, but it's a little more punk rock, too. But, yeah, our thing is just kind of a fun East Side summer thing, spring and summer thing, where people get to come and hang out. We have three bands on the main stage, and This year, I have two partners booking the back patio, and they're mm-hmm. bluegrass stalwarts. Like, we have Cliff Wagner.
Oh, wow.
He's amazing. Yeah. And we also have Walter Spencer. I mean, these guys are amazing old-time and bluegrass players. Right. And they're booking our back porch, so we got a lot going on this summer back there.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time for sure.
Yeah.
And is this style of music, is that, I know I grew up around this type of music, but has that been a part of your life, your whole life?
Well, I grew up in the middle of Illinois and farm country. My grandparents, they moved quite a bit, but it was always Kentucky, Illinois, right around there. Had horse farms, things like that. Mm-hmm. My grandpa's record collection probably inspired me. Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Merle Haggard, things like that. But then living, I grew up in Springfield, Illinois. You'd hear the bad sort of country music, too. So when I went off to college and in my teenage years, I went to the punk rock side of things and then eventually found my way back to country music.
Yeah, that's kind of me, too. I like everything, but obviously here we're immersed in indie as well. And that found us very easily and can't really run away from it. But it's nice to see a lot of that traditional bluegrass and country, alt country, not so much making a comeback, but kind of really surfacing to the top a little bit more than, some of these acts are gaining more and more popularity, even more than some of the indie acts locally.
Triple Chickenfoot's doing really well.
So it's nice to see that. Have you, obviously, booking these type of things, and it lasts from spring to summer. Do you see a lot of the same people coming back out every year to hang out and play, asking to play the shows? Because I see a lot of the same people.
Well, we make a joke. You throw a rock in the place and you hit a musician. There's no way you can't. It's great. It's such a great mix of people that come out. It's an all-ages show, so you get little kids, tiny little kids. You get grandparents. You get parents. You get the hipsters from the neighborhood.
Right.
You get a really good mix of people, and everybody just seems to get along. It's a really calm and accepting and fun crowd. Everybody's just there for the music. So
it's a good neighborhood event.
It is almost
like a block party within one building, in a sense.
And there's pizza.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Two Boots.
Two Boots.
Right, goes right with the theme. I know. Obviously, Liz has always been so supportive of the local music community, but that's really awesome that she's embraced this style.
I think that's a little secret about Liz that she doesn't let
out,
is that it's might be one of her favorite kinds of music.
Definitely.
So.
I know we shared that. I did a weekly there at the Echo for about 2 years, so I worked with Liz a lot, and
she's
definitely share the country and old style bluegrass and all that background as well, so she's always supportive of that. So it's nice that it's been something that is recurring, that keeps coming back, that people want to see coming back as well, and just grows and grows, like you said.
It's been great. Well, you were asking about regulars, and we do have our cast of regulars that come as an audience, but last year I was noticing a lot of new people, so I hope that keeps happening, and this will be our 7th year.
That's crazy how quickly time has gone by. I remember when I heard that it was first starting up, and it was when I was first doing stuff musically here, too. So, I see Justin motioning over there. I'm like,
I know. Maybe he wants to talk.
What does Justin want to say?
Anyway, continue.
Did you guys actually know each other prior to the Grand Ole Echo stuff?
Oh, the sad story is that we met there.
Did you? I was going to say, as a musician, maybe not having, been acquainted with it, just walking into the Grand Ole Echo. And also for you, what was that vibe like? The first time you walked into the Grand Ole Echo?
Jennifer Gibbons.
I can't remember. It's one of those things where it's such a part of our scene that I can't remember the first time. It's just what you do every Sunday.
You
know where to go.
Right.
You know, every Sunday that, if you arrive around, 5:30, 6 o'clock, I can bring my 11-year-old niece.
Right.
There's going to be other kids there for her to, pal around with, play around with.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be great bands on the main stage. There's going to be great bands outside on the backstage.
Right.
And it's just what we do. There's just there's nothing else. We'll do other, obviously, there's other stuff to do in LA on Sundays, but this is where our community resides. Kind of congregates. It's like you know if you're going to find good music and good people, yeah. And it's just what we do. So I can't remember the last time or the first time.
That's a good sign, though. You've been having fun there, yeah.
Or the last time. Can't remember that one either.
Right? It is. It is. I'm sure you've had a lot of good memories, made a lot of good friends out there because everybody seems pretty friendly. You meet a lot of these people outside of there, and they're friendly. I can imagine all in one room. There's a lot of love that goes around.
Well, I was just looking at some old photographs from some of the Echoes because I would take pictures of all the bands, and I have so many good memories that come, and so many great connections that I've met. Mm-hmm. People that that became great friends, people that became bandmates, people that certainly there's love stories that have happened, there marriages have happened at the couplings that have met on that Sunday night. So it really is a special place.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's always nice to see those things happen kind of in front of you, and then you see them progress into, you said, relationships, into marriages or bands, or musicians forming a band or whatever. They kind of grow out of that. And had you ever done anything like this before, Kim, put together shows like this?
We were talking privately because we both found out you are an event planner, and I used to be an event planner in Chicago. That's what I did. And I worked for a jazz club there. It's called Green Dolphin Street. And we had, Columbia Records would come through and do showcases. Mm-hmm. Ravi Shankar would come through. Southern Culture on the Skids. It was pretty eclectic, but lots of bands would come through, so I was familiar with organizing those sort of things and dealing with writers and all that. I had a different experience, not the actual booking at all.
Right.
A very detailed week-by-week thing, but yeah, I did, mostly I did weddings, but I did have a little bit of music experience.
Of music and stuff. But was it something that you, because you love it, that you kind of, learned very quickly or developed a system very quickly?
Well, I've always loved music, and we talked about this too. We're both entrepreneurs, and I've always had the music thread throughout my life, and it finally just kind of took hold and became a career for me. So
that's great that you are able to now do a lot of what you love, combining the kind of still events, putting them together from spring to summer for this, and then also doing the marketing and the press and all that stuff for the bands and getting developing a more intimate relationship with some of those bands as well, getting to know them a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Better. Yeah, my whole goal has been, I don't know, I got on this train a little while ago, and it's been like my battle is to make the Americana community as a whole in the U.S. and in Europe, just let them know about the scene happening in L.A. because there is so much talent here and there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to know.
To know about it. What were some of the first bands when you moved to L.A.? I know you said you were originally from Illinois, obviously from out there. But when you first moved out here, what were some of those first bands that caught your eye?
Well, when I first moved out here, I actually I had an ex boyfriend in Chicago who went to college with Ramsey Midwood. So when I moved out here, I knew Ramsey.
Okay.
And he's a fantastic musician. Yeah. And through him, I met Mike Stinson and Tony Gilkison and Danny McGoo and just the best of the best of musicians.
Yeah,
I went right to the top. I cut out the middleman. And those guys just led me to meet so many other people and so many musicians, and I got spoiled right away.
Yeah, you just immediately became immersed in that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to really suffer through the poor quality to get to the good. You found it right away. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny, when I go to another town and I hear a band that I'm not familiar with, and we're so spoiled that I just get an attitude away.
Oh, man. This is horrible.
Yeah.
So much better in LA.
It's to say that. We're just really, really, my point is that we're really, really spoiled here. There's such a huge talent pool.
Yeah. No, definitely. And you see a lot of these musicians, and I'm sure all of you can agree, they play with different bands and different artists, so it's just they're in three or four
That's
really good
bands.
That's
the way it used to be in Graham Parsons' days. Yeah. Everybody's switching in the birds. Everybody's switching in and out and playing with everybody else.
And unless you know those backstories or are really into those time periods, you don't really know that because you only know about the bands that really made it or that got out there.
Oh, I know a lot now because of Justin.
Right.
He's got a vast education.
Yeah. And we'll bring Justin back into this. Yes. So Justin grew up in a Sierra Madre where you both reside now as well. But I know you went away and then found your way back. Growing up here in Sierra Madre, though, were you around, were you always into music? Was that something you started early?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I didn't get a drum set till I was 11, so I had to beat on the Lazy Boy chair with the soup spoons, the wooden soup spoons. I think there was one Christmas when I was at my dad's, and there's this big, big, like, Christmas present under the tree, and I thought, that's it. That's the kit. That's the drum set. And so it turned out it was a stove for my grandmother, so I was a little disappointed. But
downer.
But anyway, yeah, growing up in Sierra Madre, I have some really, really good friends that I grew up with out there and played music with. Josh Schwartz, who played with the Beachwood Sparks and has a great album out called Painted Hills. And Tom Sanford, Gwendolyn Sanford, there's a really, really great community of musicians out in Sierra Madre, and it was good to get back to town, back to the mountains, and, you know, be around, you know, my friends. I was living out in Arizona for a long time, so it was good to come back.
Okay, so how was Arizona? Was there a thriving music scene out there?
Not really. You know, at that time,
I don't really hear too much about
it. Yeah, you know, Phoenix, Arizona can be termed a bit of a cultural void, but I mean there's pockets of good stuff in every city.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really into them myself, but I know, like, when I was growing up out there, the Gin Blossoms were one of the big bands, and they also had the Meat Puppets coming through and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Every town's got, every city's got its good, you know, spots. It's nice little pockets of music, and
definitely you just have to find them.
Yeah, but I, you know, realistically, though, I had to get back out here until I found the people that I really, really wanted to play music with, you know.
And growing up out here, obviously you had access to shows that probably people in a lot of other regions and areas couldn't get to. Did you actually get to take advantage of that being so close to L.A.?
You know what? Being a bit of an introvert, I never really did. Yeah. I sort of stayed at home and just listened to albums and stuff on my own at home and got lost in my own head.
That's not so bad either, though.
No, I don't
just
think
being,
it is.
Yeah, creative.
It's a preferred place. Yeah.
Definitely. It's nice to get away from, not have to be in the hustle and bustle of everything, get in your own head. But so Sierra Madre is where you guys both are at now. And for those not familiar with it, it's a gorgeous place with mountains in the backdrop. And you go outside. We were talking about birds and stuff earlier, how you get to have up close and personal conversations with them. Not too much of that happens here, down here in L.A. You don't really associate that with living in L.A., but that's still fairly close. It's about, what, maybe 20 minutes driving?
Yeah, about 20 minutes. You got to get up Baldwin Avenue, and that takes a little bit.
We can see downtown from our house on a clear day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful mountains and trees and lots of wildlife, and it's really fantastic. You know?
And I'm sure a lot of privacy, a little bit more room maybe than out here.
I would say so. You feel a bit removed. It's like you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And I like being on the outside looking in as opposed to being on the inside looking out.
Definitely. Yeah. It's not a bad place to be, for sure. And I'm sure there's a lot of inspiration that happens out there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
The scenery and landscape and stuff. But I guess we'll talk about the bands that we played before we started talking here. We've got, I guess we had Paladino kicking things off with Mexicali. And that's from their self-titled, that's their first release, right?
They've only been a band about a year and a half, and they've all been in other bands. They're very seasoned professionals, but it's their first.
My friend John is their drummer, and
some
of the others,
they're fantastic. We love them. They've become really good friends, too. So
a real great bare-knuckle, you know, band.
Totally. Yeah, I like their live show, definitely, and I hadn't heard their recorded stuff until you sent it to me, but good stuff. So definitely like the live show. And then Mark Lennon, that was amazing. I hadn't heard
that. Mark Lennon is amazing. Shout out to Mark Lennon. Yeah, and Marvin Azzioni produced this record, and you'll be hearing some of his music a little bit later. Everybody knows Marvin. And he's actually, Marvin's going to be featured on KCRW, if I'm allowed to mention that. But he's gonna, his song of the day tomorrow is going to be. So, yeah, pay a little bit of attention. Marvin, he produced this, but this is Mark's record. And when it came out, I just, because, you know, I'm always paying attention to Americana. It's my job. And so I'm looking at record charts and reviews, and he was all over the place. People just could not write enough good stuff about this record.
Yeah, it really, so, he really does have one
of
those voices.
When I first saw him live, he blew me away. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Is he L.A.-based as well? Or
he lives in L.A. I think he's from Boston East. I don't know. I'm just guessing right now, but he's not originally from LA. He does live out here now.
Live out here now, though. And most of the artists that I think we're playing today are all LA based.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's a. I'm not sure how far down the list we're going to get, but Alan Thompson's from Nashville.
Oh, right.
And but he wants to move to LA. And Stephen David Austin's from Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have? I think everybody else is from LA for the most part. Yeah. We're trying to, you know, our show is mostly local, so I was trying to represent the shows today. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. And
James Lowrust from Front. They're from Portland. He's from Portland.
Oh,
James
okay. Yeah, I don't think I've heard him yet. But yeah, I hadn't heard Mark Lennon until just now when we played him, and all of us kind of stopped. That was a good song. Palladino and Mark Lennon are both playing Grand Ole Echo this year?
Yes, Palladino will be the second week, April 22nd, and they're going to be opening, so get there early. Okay. Mark Lennon's going to be playing on June 24th. Yeah, and he's also opening, so get there early.
Okay.
We got a lot of good openers this year, so get there early.
Definitely. We'll have to post reminders about that, and as I said, you'll have to come back and remind us of who's playing along the way as well. So let's go to some more music, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about your journey from Chicago, or from Illinois, to here, how you got here and all stuff. And then, we'll talk about Old California, how they came together, because there are so many good musicians within that band. and also about their recent touring and how that went. And then we'll... I skipped South by Southwest this year in favor of fashion, but I want to hear your stories because I know you can't leave Austin without any good stories.
Jen and I did fashion at South by Southwest.
I know. I love it. We were talking about this. It's great. Well, we're going to do a Grand Ole Echo fashion segment somehow. We're going to make this happen. Right? Then all of us will be happy. So we're going to go to Michael and the Playboys with Last of the Honky Tonks, which there really aren't very many left, and then Whispering Pines with Come and Play. So we'll be back.
Sorrow, black sky all around, far as I can see. Trail of a black cloud, ready to take me down, coming for me. Like a freight train up and right over you. The chain drags on the ground, never seem to save you in the end. are old and rusty, bound to a wheel that breaks and never bends. Your mind is bent, your soul runs dry, when there's nothing left for you to do. It's like an old freight train up in over you. The years keep turning pages, filled with drunken rages, drive you to somewhere that's way down. The conductor's bells are ringing, hear that lonesome death toll sound. I do not beg for mercy, nor do I put my faith in my fellow man. The world is filled with evil, and I'm waiting for fulfillment of a divine plan. When I'm standing on the old platform, with Casey Jones once crashed into, like an old freight train, over you. Some say it's living the life, long as you have a place to rest your head. When you got the misery, said she found somebody new. It's like an old freight train right over you.
Actually going to come back and talk a little bit more because that Michael and the Playboys song was a little bit longer than we thought it would be. But we're going to get to Whispering Pines right after we finish talking a little bit. So Kim, I did want to find out, how did you end up in L.A., coming from Illinois, like hearing everybody's stories, how they end up here?
I actually, it's so funny. I was a boomerang for a while because I came out to L.A. because I just wanted to live somewhere different. Mm-hmm. And I had tried Seattle out, and it was just too rainy for me. I couldn't do it. It was really beautiful, but it was just too rainy. And I already had the bad weather in Chicago. I wasn't going to do it again. So I meant to go to San Francisco.
Okay.
But my friend Eric, who's been a friend of mine since I was 13, mm-hmm. We were going to move to San Francisco together and be buds out there. And he ended up moving to L.A., and I was still going to Northwestern University, and I had to retake statistics. I didn't do very well. But I had to wait till the following year to graduate with that class, and so it kind of held me up. But I made my way out here finally. And then I was only out here 6 months, and I got a great job offer back in Chicago.
Oh, man.
So I went back to Chicago for a little while, and probably a year and a half, and, uh-huh. and then I just wanted to be back here, so I came back.
Nice. And these few times that you were in L.A., were you checking out the music and stuff, or were you immersed in other worlds?
Oh, well, like I said, I knew Ramsey and Mike Stinson and all that crew. So
right. Oh, right.
My friend Melissa Monroe, who lives out here, was a uh-huh. big music enthusiast, so she would take me to the cinema bar all the time, and we would go there and dance and hang out and listen to Randy Weeks and uh-huh. Mike Stinson on the drums back then, and... Yeah. Ramsey and Randy were doing their thing together, and we would go to those shows all the time. And if you don't know the Cinema Bar, it's on the west side in Culver City, and it's right. kind of it's like the seminal place for Americana music. I mean, yeah. you know, Dwight Yoakam used to play there. Right. Lucinda Williams. Lucinda still shows up there every once in a while and plays.
I've heard so, yeah, stories of sightings over
all
there.
All kinds of great things that have happened in that room.
Nice. Well, good. I'm glad you got you were enamored enough with LA to come back, and we have you here doing stuff like the Grand Ole Echo, and you guys also do out in Pappy and Harriet's some shows out there every now and then, right? Or is that just
no? That's actually New Los Angeles Folk Festival.
Oh,
will go out and do that. That's Diana Fuhrer. She'll go out and do some things at Pappy and Harriet's every once in a while.
For some reason,
California will go out and play.
Yeah, I see a lot of the same bands, but I know it's the same. Some of the same type of
stuff.
So.
And some of those guys do it on their own. Like there was a big show out there with Paladino and Far West and Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, and they set that up themselves. So. It's really fun to see all these new bands on the scene kind of connecting together and starting to do their own things together.
Communities and
exactly,
groups and stuff.
I love that.
No, it's always great. Well, now let's go to Whispering Pines. So we played Michael and the Playboys, and he's also playing Grand Ole Echo.
Yeah, he'll be there on June 17th, and this guy is the real deal. Like, he's honky-tonk, bring your dancing shoes. If you liked Mike Stinson and loved dancing the whole night, you're going to love Michael Baldini's his name. Michael and the Lonesome Playboys is the band, and he's the real deal. So, like I said, bring your two-step and shoes.
Nice. And then we're going to play Whispering Pines and Come and Play is the track we're playing, and they're also playing as well.
Yes, let's see. Whispering Pines are playing June 3rd, okay. And that's also the same night we're going to have Chris Shiflett playing with the Dead Peasants, and Chris Shiflett is the guitar player for the Foo Fighters, so spread the word and get the people out to see Chris do his country stuff.
I know, that'll be interesting.
He's actually playing in the middle, and then the Whispering Pines are going to headline, and the album we're about to hear has a while to come out yet. This is brand new, you're hearing it. If you've heard them live, you've probably heard them play it.
Right.
But, this is brand new.
Brand new. Yeah. Super preview here. Okay, well, let's go to Whispering Pines with Come and Play, and then we'll also play the Far West with either Drunk and Cold, and then when we come back, Justin's on the hot seat so that we can ask him how Old California got together and what they've been up to and when they're playing. So we'll be right back.
Your eyes don't betray a thing you're saying, but I know that your aim is true. You shoot me right over the moon and I'm a flying fool. You're a deep feeling woman and I can't tell what you're thinking, but I'm happy if you feel that way. I wouldn't have it any other way. Now that I know
Loving you is alright. Loving you is alright. And something real is always worth the fight.
I think the off
the
off off the air stuff is better than the on the air stuff you guys are getting. I'm sorry. I can't even begin to retell this story. Yeah.
Levi just, Nunez jokes.
Yeah.
Levi.
And drawing hearts in the sand, which is not a bad thing. Oh, man. Okay, so we just played the Far West with either Drunk and Cold and the Whispering Pines, which we promised earlier with Come and Play. And they're both playing as well, Grand Ole Echo dates.
Yes. The Whispering Pines are playing June 3rd, which I mentioned already, right. And then the Far West is playing April 22nd. That's our second week. And Jennifer Gibbons, who's here in the studio with us, she's playing that same night, and she's got a great band surrounding her. Tell them who's in your band.
I've got Ted Russell Camp on bass, John Schreffler and Dan Wistrom on guitars. I've got Jamie Douglas on drums, Carl Byron on keys, and I have a couple of background singers. So it's going to be a full-fledged...
Wow. Full review,
Funk and Soul review.
And then that's the same show that Paladino is opening for. Opening, so it's a really solid sort of, well, they're all solid.
All of these lineups are pretty solid. I'm excited I'm in town these days to actually get to go to some of these. So I'll make sure to bring some people with me as well. So, Justin, it's your turn. Old California, such a great band. And such great musicians that are involved in this band. I've been a fan for a while, and Kim knows this. Yes. We've talked about this. How did you guys come together, and how long ago was this?
I guess probably we've all been playing music together in one form or another for a long, long time. The band came together about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Lead singer and songwriter Rich Dombowski and I, we used to live on the same street a couple doors down, and so we'd always hang out and listen to music, and he was working on demos and stuff like that, and he started recording a bunch of stuff, and so I'd go over there and play drums on some of the tracks and do some background vocals and stuff like that, and that's essentially what became the first Old California album.
Okay.
Along the Cosmic Grass that we never released. But so that's sort of where it all started, but somebody had asked us to just play a wedding, just like of cover stuff, and so we went over there and we threw in a couple of the originals, and Pete sort of decided that he wanted to bring a lot of these songs to life, so we formed this band out of a lot of the old friends that used to play together and everything, and it just evolved to what it is now. You know, there's been a couple changes along the way. But, you know, it's been a really cool thing. It probably wasn't intended to be a band. I know he would protest the idea of it ever having been a band, but it got to start being a lot of fun. And you know, so...
Just enjoyable.
Yeah.
And people responded well to it.
Exactly. And I think that sort of emboldened him to like, okay, well, let's try this out and see what it does. And so it's been nice.
I always like finding out from bands... you know, in the beginning when you're trying to find your sound and stuff like that, I always like knowing if, you know, what they sound like now is what they intended to sound like at all, or if the sound evolved due to, you know, adding members or changing members. Did you guys have an idea of what you wanted to sound like?
You know, I think that's, I don't know whether that was actually ever the case, because where it started from was a lot of the instrumentation was just Rich working on his own, and then so that was for the first one that we released but never released. But then when we did Westering Again, which was the first album that we tried to release you know, more seriously, that was about three different bands playing on it. It sort of transitioned. It started at the beginning when we had our friend Tony Russell playing bass, and our bass player now, Jason Chesney, was playing lead guitar, and then at some point during the whole recording process, Tony dropped out. So then we had our buddy Dave Gleason playing guitar on a lot of the tracks, and by the end of it, we had our guitar player who's playing with us now, Woody Aplinow, come in and was playing with us. And I think you'll see that there's like a real big difference between those three iterations of the band, the songwriting and a lot of the approach and the sort of fundamental songwriting sensibility of it all is all the same. but the musical approach is very, very different. Woody, as a guitar player, is pretty out there. He's very adventurous and experimental, and he's not necessarily based in blues or country type playing, although he can do that very well. You know, he tends to go in different places that are probably maybe a little bit more unexpected.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see just bands with different members, how they change, how the sound changes, or how just one member can make a difference in what the end result is when recording and stuff. And also, the picture you were painting right now is the story of a lot of bands in LA. It's hard to find the right mix of guys or ones that can give the time commitment and stuff like that too as well. And I know within this group, possibly, it might exist a lot as well, but a lot of these musicians tend to be session players too, or like touring musicians, so they get called away for gigs and stuff like that, and I know that's always hard on their band that they play with a lot. Did you guys experience any of that? Did that take away any of your members? Or
not too much, actually. I think that probably the two people that do more sessions out of the band than anybody else are Jason and Woody. Woody plays with Bobby Womack. Mm-hmm. He's played with Lily Hayden. Banyan, back in the day, played with Salvador Santana. He's done a lot of stuff, and you know, he's always hustling and trying to get on the gig. But it's never really been much of an issue because everybody sort of found their home in this band, and as a result of that, you know, I think it's a pretty cohesive thing. I mean, it took us like I said, Westering Again was three different bands playing on it. But we've really found the core of what everything is with the five of us. So the latest album, Sun Drunk Angels, is the same five people playing on everything.
Nice. So there's that consistency.
Right.
It's
right.
Just the same, a family.
Exactly.
Playing together. And you guys recently went on tour as well. You were talking about, I think, New Mexico and a few other places.
Yeah, we went into Colorado, Utah, New Mexico. We sort of keep mining that territory.
Yeah.
We like the Rockies, we like the desert, so we keep going back in there. It was really, really fantastic. Played some really, really great places. Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Taos, New Mexico, Salt Lake, Ogden, Cedar City. You know, there's a lot of really, really great places to play out there, and we were just out there. We just got back last week, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And this summer we're going to be doing more of that. We're going to be going out to Chicago in June and making our way out there and back. And then in August we'll be doing some stuff into Oregon and back into Utah and Colorado and all that.
Nice. Is that touring? Is that something that you try to do a few times throughout the year, or is that something that you've been venturing into more recently?
Well, I think it probably started more in earnest last year when we realized that we just couldn't be settled here in Los Angeles. So we sort of put our heads together and tried to figure out how we could do this and not go broke doing it.
Yeah.
And luckily, we seemed to stumble on to a way to do that and actually
make it
work for us in a way that's not we don't lose any money, and in some cases we make a lot of money. So that makes everybody happy.
Definitely. No, that's always hard to find as an independent band or musician the right kind of tour route to take. Or, you know, a lot of people have a lot of hits and misses along the way, and you kind of figure out what the best areas to play for you, for your style of music are. Did you guys do a lot of research prior to going out, or did you just see what, friends, bands that were playing, where they were playing?
Yeah, we would sort of look at what other people were doing and where they were going, and trying to figure out where places were that had maybe a more inherent sort of audience for us. But I think it probably all started with we got a great friend out in Springdale, Utah, out at the Gates of Zion, Alex Pelton, really good friend of ours. And he's got a place out there called The Bitten Spur. And he invited us in to play. And it was just like this incredible room of, writhing, human beings, just really, really just loving music. And I mean,
he's built his own community. community out there of music lovers.
Exactly. And it was, I mean, it was literally to the point where, like, the audience was louder than we were. I mean, wow. Literally, I mean, Jason Chesney kept looking at me, you know, with his furrowed brow, like, they're too loud, you know. So, of course, that just made me play louder, which annoyed him even more.
That's hilarious. No, that's good to find those little pockets where there are those hidden gems and stuff that you can go back to and you know that you're going to be well-received or at least have a good crowd that's already built in that you don't have to worry about bringing in half the time. So I'm glad people like that exist that you know, like him and stuff, that build those places where bands can play, where they do build a more community, family-like vibe, for sure. And you do the tour booking, right? A lot of that, you handle that yourself, independently?
Yeah, I sort of like maps, so it's easy for me to get in.
I hate maps.
I don't know, when I was a kid, like, if I was going to be a drummer, I was going to be a cartographer.
Were you? I like the idea of cartography, and I like visuals, and I'm very aesthetically driven, and I think they're pretty sometimes, but I don't like reading them. There are too many things on them. I think I get ADD or something.
Well, you know, in a lot of cases, in looking at the whole thing, there are some places where there are these big blank spots in the map.
Right.
And it's those sort of places that I think are really, really interesting, because that's where you find, you know, the small towns that really aren't quite so small. I mean, they're small in comparison to Los Angeles, but they're usually a really, really tight-knit group of people that live there that just love music. And, I mean, that's where, I mean, it's, you know, it's fantastic. It's amazing and incredible out in those places.
No, definitely. And they're so appreciative of, like, music that comes through, new music that comes through as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
They're excited to see a new band coming through and playing. Let's go to one of your tracks. This is from Sun Drunk Angels, and make sure I type this in wrong, but it's Jules and the Dross.
Jules and the Dross, yeah. Dross, it's the most dastardly of our tunes.
It's got curse words in it.
It does.
All right, all right, we're going to go to that track, and then we'll be right back.
Jewels, waited with the dross. We set sail for to get across. Yeah, loaded with the jewels, waited with the dross. Caught a cab and quit, boys. Think we're gonna be lost. Well, we searched that boat, stern about, not a sign of a driver on the ship. Could be found, we were lost. Well, we were so tired, shit out of luck. Ain't nothing worse than a bunch of pilgrims without a truck. And I don't need no clock to tell me the time. Sailing this rock around an empty sky. Mate Jukes went to check the glass. He says she's falling, boys, and she's a falling fast. He said a storm gonna come, better bat down the hatch. Make peace with your maker girls, you might meet him at last. Well, you won't never find an atheist in a foxhole or up on deck in the middle of a raging storm. So them lying sons of bitches set up a prayer to keep warm. Build the heaven and the stars place to send their lonely souls, yeah. And I don't need no clock to tell me the time. Sailing this rock around an empty sky. We'll be right back.
drugs and my guns. Anybody out there wanna up on deck, they got some hell to pay. Because that sun came down like a preacher incensed, demanding buckets of sweat just for penance. Well, I was born into this world, my soul to ascend. I was told to kneel and I was made to repent, but I won't have it. No clock to tell me the time, sailing this rock around an empty sky. Packing up my wife and my son, packing up my drugs and my guns. Anybody out there wanna come?
Dancing out there. We say, what was it, Jennifer?
That the is secret? The dancing girls song.
Yeah.
I just said if you can get the girls to dance, you've got a great band. And Old California is one of my favorites. And every
dancing.
Sunday at the Echo, or when they do play the Echo, you will always see all the beautiful hippie girls dancing to that song in their dresses. It's a great song.
And by the way, they are kicking us off April 15th. They're our headliner. And if I could mention our kickoff real quick, it's going to be Jeremy Little is opening for us, and he's a great singer, a little more in the pop vein. Music is so good. You can look him up online. He's on Facebook also on Reverb Nation. We have Nearly Beloved out of San Francisco, and that is the brainchild of Matt Lax, who is the younger brother of Paul Lax from Icy Hawks in L.A., so he's family.
Right.
And then we have Old California, and then on the back porch we have Walter Spencer, who's booking the back porch now. He is going to be playing with his friends, Walter Spencer and friends, and also Fair Market Band, which is a traditional bluegrass band. So there'll be some of that going on.
I've heard them or seen them, so that'll be fun. And it's nice to get some extra help, especially from people who are also part of the scene. So with Walter helping.
Right. I can't even tell you how relieved I am to have Cliff Wagner and Walter Spencer booking the back porch. It's just going to be so fantastic.
Yes.
And I don't think we mentioned yet, but I want everyone to know that it's we did talk about it's all ages, but it's a free show,
there's no
cover to get in. And it starts at 5:30, so we go from 5:30 to 9, so you get home in time to go to work the next day.
You can sleep off any hangover by start drinking at 5:30, then maybe drink some water about 7:38 or so,
you'll be
good.
Too busy dancing.
Yeah, you sweat it out. Anyway.
You're dancing it off.
It only takes 4 hours and 3 Advil.
That is a prescription from Justin, Dr. Smith. All of a sudden, we've got in the room. We just heard Old California, and Kim and I were saying that secretly that's probably Justin's favorite song because he likes to hear his drums because he plays them a lot.
I'm so in trouble.
But tell us why it's your favorite
song.
Really
the only reason I like that song is because of the way I play the drums.
That's all.
That's the only reason.
The rest of the Old California members, I hope you heard that.
Did you hear that bass line though?
Right? No, everybody does a good job in that song. Everybody gets a little bit of a showcase in there. So.
No, seriously, the only reason why I play that song right now is because it's got the cussing in it. We can't have it played on FM radio, so it never gets any airplay, and it's a great song.
We actually got to get the cussing song in here. But it is a good one. It's a good, fun dancing song. Next, we talked about Marvin earlier because he produced the
Mark Lennon.
The guy we liked. And so he has a song on here called "You Possess Me" that you brought in, and that's off of his own album.
It's releasing this Tuesday.
Oh, so it's just coming out.
Yeah, it's
as well.
Brand new. It's releasing this Tuesday, and it's called Marvin Country.
Okay. And then I'll also sneak in there. Is it Damgeners?
Damn Givers.
That's
Jerry Gomez's band, and he's a really terrific writer, and he writes for this website I got a shout out called TurnstileJunkPile.com.
Oh, okay.
They are amazing, LA-centric, roots music online magazine. There's also SouthlandSerenade.com if you don't know about them. That's also LA-centric roots. And that's an online blog, and both those are really great. Turnstile Junk Piled is really doing well, and Jerry writes some amazing stuff for them, and this is his band.
Oh, nice.
So, Damn Givers.
I changed the N to a V. Now it makes sense. Let's go to those two tracks so you guys get to hear more of what you'll get to see and hear at the Grand Ole Echo coming up, and when we come back, Kim will tell us when they're playing, and we'll run through some of the other lineups as well. So we'll be right back.
I have found a place in the circle. Sirens and alarms. You possess me. You possess me like no one ever has. Like no one ever will. I look in your eyes. Shining in the dark, I am hypnotized. You control my heart. You possess me. You possess me like no one ever. Thank you.
on the fire two lives don't get much higher. While you're making plans on me, make a plan for loving me. Plan on me. Take a stroll out in the woods. How true you are is understood. While you're planning out our lives, make a plan for loving me.
Record. Kim and I were just kidding about Justin's drums and how much he likes hearing himself in his songs. So we apologize if we got him in trouble, but it is good drumming. So but everybody else is comparable as well. If it was just the drums that were good, then we wouldn't say that. So we just heard Damn Givers. I changed that V to, or that N to a V, and now it makes sense, with Plan on Me. And you said they were playing...
Actually, I'm meeting with Jerry on Monday, and we're going to figure that out.
Nice. But. So hopefully you'll get to see them at the Grand Ole Echo as well. Let's see. Let's go, I guess, through some of the lineups. We've gone through a lot of them with people that we've been playing.
Well, let me really briefly mention that, because we forgot to mention that beautiful harmonizing voice on Marvin's song was a woman named Maria McKee. And he's going to be celebrating his record release with us for Marvin Country on April 29th. But like I said, he's actually releasing it this Tuesday. But he's going to be celebrating with us on April 29th, and we're really excited.
So that'll be a nice, fun party as well.
Yeah. So, well, we did too much talking. We had this whole list planned.
I know. There was so much music.
But at least I got to shout everybody out. Walter Spencer, we were going to play a song by him. Like I said, he'll be booking the back porch on the odd days. He's calling it odd Sundays. And Cliff Wagner will be doing that on the even-numbered days.
Right.
So you expect a great mix of music back there. We also had planned to play Icy Hawks in L.A., and Syria has kindly invited me back, so don't worry, you guys. We will get to play you sometime soon.
Definitely. She gets to come back as much as she wants, and she can bring any of you with her for sure.
But just randomly, I'll go through the list I had because I don't have my full schedule here.
No,
but But you can actually go to find us on Facebook, and I will post all of the dates up there. just look for the Grand Ole Echo on Facebook. And unfortunately, I don't have a website for us yet. It's on my actual publicist website. Oh, right. So if you go to kgmusicpress.com, you can find the Grand Ole Echo lineups on there. And I always post a YouTube video so you can check things out and a little bit about the band with a picture.
Nice. If you go to intraffic.com about midday Friday, I'll have all that up as well
oh, great.
As the
thank you.
Rebroadcast information and then podcast link for this so you can listen to it whenever you want.
Yeah. So you can catch IC Hawks in LA on July 22nd.
Uh-huh.
Brian Spence and the Transcendent Hula Hoop, we didn't get to hear. They'll be playing on May 6th. The High Hose will be on August 5th. Cliff Wagner on April 22nd. And actually, I think he's playing a few times because he plays in so many bands. He's playing quite a bit. The Coles on June 3rd. Ted Russell Camp, June 24th. Nearly Beloved, we mentioned, April 15th. Susan James is going to be doing her new record release party all the way into September 16th. Alan Thompson, we're hoping to get him out here from Nashville. I don't have a date for him yet. The James Lowe Western Front, who are from Portland, will be playing on July 1st. Rod Melanson will be July 15th. Did I say that right, Rod? And Stephen David Austin will be May 13th. And I have to shout out Ben Riddell, who manages Bedrock Studios.
Yeah.
He's formed a new band. He's played with quite a few bands. Mm-hmm. But he's formed a new band, and he's also going to be playing on May 13th and along with Brian Whelan that same day.
Yay, lots of good lineups there.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah, super excited. Well, thank you guys so much. I know you guys have a meeting to get to after this, so I'm going to let you go.
Looks like Justin wants to plug something.
I know. Tell us, Justin.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for having us on.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you both for coming on. I'm glad we made it happen.
Oh, wait, I have another plug.
Yeah.
Plug.
Actually,
if you want to catch Old California live before April 15th, they're playing this Friday at the Mint. They're opening I forgot the name of the
band. Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons.
Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons. And so they're going to be playing at 9, so come early to the Mint.
At the Mint.
TheMintLA.com.
And once again, the Grand Ole Echo happens beginning April 15th, every Sunday from 5:30 to 9:30.
To 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's free, and it's all ages, so you can bring the whole family. If you have guests in from out of town, bring them all down. Lots of great bands, and don't be afraid to venture out into the back patio if you see people walking back there. If you've never been there, they aren't going to the bathroom in groups. They're going to the back patio where there's also music. As well, and lots of good stuff, as Kim mentioned. She's got some help booking back there as well. And so head out to the Grand Ole Echo starting April 15th, and it runs through
Through the end of September.
End of September.
September 30th. And also on the kickoff night, we're going to have a photographer there who is going to be taking posed photos. We're going to have a backdrop set up, and people can wear your finery.
Nice, for the photo booth, almost like a step in.
Exactly, like a photo booth, and we'll probably have some things, because I write a little bit for Southland Serenade,
yeah.
And my new booking partner, Matt Farber, he's the editor for Southland Serenade, and this was his idea, and so I'm sure we'll be seeing a little bit about the Grand Ole Echo on southlandserenade.com.
Nice. Thank you once again so much for coming in here. And bringing in all
Thanks
this
for
great music.
Us.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we were able to talk about so many of these artists and stuff that don't always get as frequent airplay on all the stations and stuff. So we'll look forward to playing them more often. And we'll close out with, a Cliff Wagner track. We'll leave you guys with that. So everyone, have a good night. And Kim will be back very soon. We'll keep you posted, and she'll keep you posted as soon as
we coordinate
dates. And Justin may as well, depending on his schedule.
Thanks a lot.
Yay.
It's my ride.
Yeah, exactly. So he has to come. Maybe next time he'll play his drums for us, or the drums that we have in here. All right, everyone. Have a good night.
Thanks.
And I have no stop me in my tracks. I was standing by your picture on the wall. I couldn't hold back. No, nothing is wrong. I know life goes on. I'm just crying 'cause I miss you today. I dreamed of you last night, sitting in your old easy chair. I remember you smiled at me when I woke, you weren't there.
just like an animal.